Sugan Sugas Hamakads and Andreas Ponsasin.
I gave you the Ramban and Rajban, Shitim Kobetz and Ksuvas, Shiti Yishana. I think what I didn't give you is the Gemara and Vavum and Beis about the Kiyin Bahataya. And as I recall last week, I think Ephraim asked the question whether or not Psik Resha, whether the literal case of Psik Resha is a proper paradigm or not. I don't think that's the way he said it. He said it more skeptically. He said, well, you don't really think that Psik Resha means 100%, do you? Or something like that. And I said, yeah, according to many Rishonim, I certainly do. So for that, I think I alluded to the that we would discuss that, so let's discuss it quickly. That's partially the sugya of Bikin Bahataya. How you understand that sugya, the Gemara and the Avam and Beis and Ksubis. And just briefly, the Rishonim there, page 53, column 1 and 2, in the Shidduch Kobetzes, the old Shidduch Kobetzes, or if you want to just find them, the very quickly though, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, the Rajba, the Ra'ah, the Meiri, on how to read that Gemara, and on Bikin Bahataya. Rajba is on page 63, column 1 and 2. The Ra'ah is on page 64, column 1. The Meiri in Ksuvas is on page 29. There's also one other piece there, page 66, column 2, Divra Maskel, the middle of Divra Maskel, Va'od Kasav. Also on the Sugim Sachim, I don't think I gave it already, on that same sugya that we already started to discuss, the Maran Chalava and the Rush on the Psik Resha part of it. Maran Chalava, Emsa Dibre Maschal Itmar, and the Rush there, Perek Beis, Simen Beis. Okay, that should be pretty much what we need in order to make our way through Psik Resha, which we're going to do as quickly as we can. Then after that, I want to give you a list on Malach and Sricha Lagufa, since I was out a week and could be there already finished the Makalas that I gave. Is that true? Right? No one's disagreeing. So, Yona, you want to speak for the Shir?
I'm going to speak on everyone's behalf.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Anybody want to speak on behalf of the entire Shir?
We finished.
What?
We
did not finish, but you're close. Within striking distance. Okay. So let me give you the list on Malach and Sricha Lagufa anyway. That's the Mishnah and Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara and Sadi Dalet Amid Aleph through Sadi Dalet Amid Beis, starting from Amar Rabba until Kamash Malan. Again, it's in the nature of these kolam that we have to jump around. We just can't do straight dapim on this. But hopefully, when you see the whole picture, it'll come together. Rashi Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, Tosas Sadi Dalet Amid Aleph, the famous Tosas. Already alluded to it. Dibra Maskel Rav Shimon, and Sefer Yireim, very, very important. In general, the Yireim is important for many of the Malachos, but the Yireim's formulation on Malach Shem Tzvicha Lagufa is very important. Page 282 in my edition. I think everybody has that edition anyway. It's in the context of Malachas Mechabe, which is sensible. Mechabe is one of those malachos, which if you hold Lakshan Tzvicha Lagufa, is very, very circumcised. But the Yireim is on page 282 in the standard editions of the Yireim. The Ramban, the Chidush Ramban, Sadi Dalet Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel Malacha, the Chidush Haran, on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Dibra Maskel Hai, on the issue of Hotzas Mar, Shavel, Lach Babo Kever. So look also at the Meiri, Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel Kvar, page 351. Compare also to his discussion on Havaras Psilin, in the case of Bas Kohen, which we'll get to. That's page 409, the Sugya of Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. On Kiso Shel Zav, Sugya Shabbos Yid Aleph Amid Beis, 3 Yid Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi and Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. We should also compare that to the Balamor on Kuvav Amid Aleph, on Reach Ra. Then comes a very important Mishnah in Gemara, the Gemara of Kechas Ala Ner, the Mishnah in Bamem Adlikin. Excuse me, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Rashi and Tosis there. You'll see the parallels. And the Tosis Rid on Kuf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. And what about the Mitzvah? Asiyas HaMitzvah, is that Malacha Shein and Tzricha Legufa? That's the Mishnah and the Sugya of Kufheyum Adays. Sorry, Korea Al Chamaso, Korea Al Ames. Rashi and Tosas Divramas Ahadra of Yehuda. The Rajba Divramas Al Chamaso. The Meiri there, Sadi Gimel of Adays, pages 349 to 350. The Meiri also on Kufheyum Adays, page 406. On the matter of the Milan Havaris Vas Kohen, as well as Tzorich Kalbo V'Afaro, Rashi and Tosas Balamor, Chidushi Ramban and the Ritva, and Kuvvav and Adal. We're not going to get this in one day, obviously. This is a project of several days. And this, these are the, you might as well give it to you now, you'll have it. Okay, Chofer Guma, which of course may be the most famous case, and that it became the most famous case. Maybe shouldn't have been. Tosis and the Ramban and Kuvav Amid Aleph. The Ra'an Shittim Kubetzis Bavakam Alamed Heyam Amid Aleph. Again, in the old Shittim Kubetzis, it's page 132, column 2. The Chidush Haran, Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, Dibramas Halo. The Tosis Ridan Kuvav Amid Aleph. And the Ravya, Simin Kuf Tzadi Hey. I even wrote down the line. Shura 20, pages 228 to 230. You'll see the Ravya has this entire Hakdama, we'll get to in just a minute, to the Malachas Machsheves topic. That's his beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. You can see how the Ravya learned. Right? He started off with the analysis of Malachas Machsheves, Doroshim Miskabim, Psikresha, Malachshin, Tzvichan, Gufa Makalko. That's how he introduces Hilchos Shabbos. They're very much like the Rambam did, in a way. The Rambam's Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos is like Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, in terms of Zore and Borer, the Balamor on Kuf Vavim and Aleph, and the Ramban there. In terms of the Gemara in Krisus, Chafo Medes, you've seen that Gemara anyway, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, on the factor of, and also Tosis on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph Medes, Divra Maslo Tinok. On that Gemara. Okay, we're getting to the end of the list. Also, it tells us Rid Kuf Zayin with Beis Divra Masel Amar, and Kuf Mim Aleph with Beis Divra Masel Rava. Al Menas L'Takein. Sefer Hashlama Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph is the Sefer Hashlama on Shabbos. The Eri quotes it also, pages 409 to 410. Compare that with Tosas on Ayin Gimel on the base, Divra Maskel Zomer, Zomer Bein Sar Chaitzin, and the Gilyan Hashas there. Lema Freya, Tosas Kuvav Medalef, and Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz Bavakama, and Shidu Gubetzis Lamed Heo Medalef, 133, column 1, in the page numbers. As far as Kimle Medrabamine, Nebuke Yosef Bavakama Lamed Heo Medalef, okay? Which, if I can read my own writing here, is Tezayin Omed Aleph in the Da Pei Arif, I think. I'll have to check that. I'm not sure. Chovel Amavir, of course, is the transition between Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa and Mekalkel. That's the sugya on the big sugya on Kufav, which we'll get to. But we already touched on it a little bit. Tosas Ayin Hei Omed Aleph Dermaskel Tve, the Beis Yaakov. In Ksuvas, Heyam Beis, the Sugya in Chagiga, Yudam Aleph to Yudam Beis, Rashi Tosas and Rabbeinu Chanano there, Tosas and Sanhedrin Pei Dalin Omed Aleph, and the Ramban on Kufav Omed Aleph, and Shitung Betzas in Ksuvas, 52 column 2, Dir Maskel Dam Mifkad Pakid, and the Rav Yosin in Kuf Tzadi Dalid, page 233 to 234, and also page 238. Okay, that's the basic list of Washington Tzvicha Legufa, so you can get moving on that as well. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. What we just started last Sunday was discussing the machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and Dovr Shein and Miskaven, and we started by comparing it to where we had left off at the end of the last month, namely the issue of Misasek. The reason we did that is not only for purposes of continuity, On the contrary, we chose this order because substantively these issues are linked. That's part of the topic of Baruch Shem Miskaven, is its relationship to Misasek on one hand and Lashon Tzricha Legufa and Sikresha, of course, on the other. That's part of the substantive topic. So let me just recap very quickly and fill in a little bit more before we move on to the next points. So what we said basically so far was that Misvara, Baruch Shem Miskaven, shares much with Misasek, and it is also clearly distinct from Misasek. And our job is to determine whether or not the discrepancies are more impressive than the common features, essentially. The differences are, as we already noted, that in the case of Dovrshin and Miskaven, we're dealing with something which is predictable, and there is no there's no improper misa, there's no misstep. From that point of view, since there's greater anticipation when it comes to Dovrshin and Miskaven, and there's no mistake, so there's more reason to think that Eina Miskaven is a misa than Misasek. On the other hand, precisely because though it is predictable, it remains peripheral, it remains a byproduct, precisely because it isn't the focus of your attention, there's reason to think that it's less than Misasek. Because if you can get past the fact that there was no anticipation and that there was a mistake in the case of Misasek, once you get past that, what you did was one single, simple action. What you did was the Avera that you ended up with. That's not true in the case of Dorshin and Miskaven. In the case of Dorshin and Miskaven, you end up still with primary act A and secondary act B, and then the question always becomes, what is the status of any secondary act? That puts it in a framework. On the other hand, as we noted, the Gemara in Ayin Hamad Aleph describes Dorshin and Miskaven as Misasek. Okay. That seems to be pretty much undeniable. Then we had the whole discussion of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and then we had our own discussion in addition. Part of our discussion was, what about Rabbi Yehuda, and what about Rabbi Shimon? On the surface, it looks as if Rabbi Yehuda certainly believes that Dovr Shin Miskaven is not a Misasek. Been a Misasek, one would have thought that it would be Potter. Lo Matzino B'Kol Torah Kula, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Misasek is Chayev. Okay. On the other hand, if we take certain perspectives on Rabbi Yehuda, if we end up limiting Rabbi Yehuda's halacha considerably, so then it's possible to fit in Rabbi Yehuda even with Misasek. How would that be done? So we need to look at it's part of our topic too, to look at the scope of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the nature of their argument, as well as the scope of their positions. And as it turns out, there is a Deya which says that Moda Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Shimon. Now, when? So according to the Girsa of the Bali Tosis, Moda Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Shimon be Gedolim. Okay. If that's the case, and it turns out there's ample room for Misasek, for Dovr Shin Miskaven is Misasek, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. You might say that Zdavka b'Ketanim, Ketanim defies any comparison to Misasek. Why does Ketanim defy any comparison to Misasek, Yonah?
Because in Misasek, you plan to do that exact Misa, but by Ketanim, it's not just that you are planning to do a Misa, it's a whole other alternative option in your Misa.
In other words, basically, the whole idea of Ketanim would be to explain. Ketanim would actually be one of the best ways of accenting the distinction between Eina Miskaven and Misasek, or the line which differentiates them. You know, if you push it too far, it's one thing to say, "Oh, I anticipate that this might occur." It's quite something else to say that I could accomplish A without accomplishing B with ease, and I choose to pursue the action in a way that that B is anticipatable. The difference between those two cases is the difference between Gedolim and Ketanim. And it's easy to argue that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Gufa the line in Misasek. as long as something is not mitzvah, especially if you explain it the way that we explained it, which was that the issue of gedolim and katanim is not so much a matter of kavana, he still may be eno miskaven, but it is critical for one issue, Yitzi? Not for kavana, but... Donnie? What is Ketanim? The difference between Ketanim and Gedolim helps us in Ari?
The Suffolk
Maisavera. The Suffolk Maisavera, but the Suffolk Maisavera. The Tzira for the Maisavera. We'll get to the Suffolk in just a minute. But certainly the Tzira, as I say. It's one thing to say, you know, you need to transport this heavy machinery or this heavy safsal or mita. And you want to get it from point A to point B. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing antithetical from a Hilchos Shabbos point of view in trying to accomplish that goal. On the contrary, you have guests and you want them to be comfortable, so you want to move the mita from point A to point B. And what can you do? You know, sometimes it's going to create a charit and sometimes it's not. But we don't relate to that. That's not mitzurif to me because that's not what I'm focused on. It's not what I'm interested in. But if it's not gedolim, it's ketanim, and I could just as easily pick it up as drag it, so then it's hard to say that the consequences of the dragging have nothing to do with me, that they are just a byproduct of something else. Because by choosing this methodology and not another methodology, whereas when it comes to my primary purpose, my primary function, it makes absolutely no difference whether I do one or the other. So the fact that I choose this alternative is mitzarev to me. It no longer puts it simply as a peripheral byproduct. So if that's true, so for Rabbi Yehuda, that could be the difference. That's exactly the line that we draw in Misasek. As long as something is not mitzurif to me, it's agav something else. Either agav my mistake or agav my prime interest. Both are both Misasek. The second that the tziruf issue cannot be resolved to satisfaction anymore, that's when you no longer have Misasek. I say, but in Misasek itself, we don't make a distinction between Gedolim and Ketanim. That's what Yonah was saying. That the whole point is you can never have the Hekatimtza of Gedolim and Ketanim in Misasek. For all intents and purposes. I don't mean that you can't drag something large or drag something small in Misasek. What I mean is that there's no choice. The whole point of Misasek is that you are completely oblivious of B. If you're completely oblivious of B, then the distinction of Ketanim and Gedolim just doesn't exist. So if we say Moda Rabbi Yehuda be Gedolim, I'm sorry, it's very possible to preserve a good chunk of Misasek. That's point number one. If we say that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is only Drabanan, there's another big chunk of Misasek that is being preserved. Okay, that flows, as we discussed, Rashi, Kuf Chaf Aleph, on the base. If we don't assume, like Rabbi Kiveger, that it's limited to Hilchos Shabbos. If we assume, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that every Dovrshin of Miskaven in Hilchos Shabbos is only Drabanan, okay, that too could coexist well with Misasek. If you take the view of many Rishonim, which is that Misasek is limited to Hilchos Shabbos. As we saw, some people think that Shittas HaRambam. Even people don't believe that Shittas HaRambam, right, certainly is the Shittas of some Rishonim, including the Meiri, and others. Again, the Rosh Hash was even making the argument that Bali Tosis and Shavuos Yuntes hold that way. So again, it turns out that the discrepancy between Misasek and Rabbi Yehuda's Dovshin and Miskaven is not all that great, according to quite a number of shitas. And that is certainly true also if you take the view that the Dovr Shein Miskaven doesn't apply to Karbanos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The din of the Dovr Shein Miskaven is also, you're not chayiv a Karban. Okay, that is the view that we found in, who has that view? Kiva?
Shiti
Yishana. Shiti Yishana in Ksuvas. And it's also the view of, anybody else know? Anybody who saw that piece of the Ravya? Right? The Ravya. No? But you're acknowledging that we mentioned it. Okay. I'll take what I can. As I say, the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, for right after Masechet Nida and Shalayim, for the Rav Yah, is Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalid. Essentially, Kuf Tzadi Dalid through Kuf Tzadi. That's Kuf Tzadi Dalid, I should say. It's just many pages. Okay, is dedicated to Malachas Machshavas. After that, by the way, interestingly enough, comes a very interesting essay, because he felt Rabbeinu Chananel was mevulbal on the topic of Amar Ula, Lamanda Amar Oshem Vade Loi Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, which is a topic which is close to all of our hearts. Okay. Anyways, in this piece, he has a lot of very interesting things, and among them, he has this shita that Davshen and Miskaven, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only Asur, but there's no Karban. Let's see if I can find it. Also, there's another very important line, which is what I was alluding to the other day, and I'll get to in a minute. Here it is. End of Klal Rishon. Nika Davshin Miskavin. The Kol Elo the Rabbi Yehuda Asur. Avol Eno Chayiv Chatas. Zeh Klal Echad. Those are the final words of Klal Echad, which is dedicated to Davshin Eno Miskavin. So he says explicitly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chiyuv. Chatas. Of course, that needs an explanation why that should be. But the parallel with Rabbi Kiveger's understanding of Misasek is very, very sharp. Very clear. So you have Shita Yishana, you have the Rav Yah. Actually, the Netziv, I don't know whether he means to say it or not, but the Yoni nodded. Oh, I was going to say you saw the Netziv? Okay, there's a very, very long Netziv in on the Shiltas, in Shilta Kufei, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. The Shiltas also, just Derech Agav, mentions that Darushin Miskagen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Potter Makarban. I don't know whether he, just slipped in, or he intends it. It doesn't mention Shilta Kufei, it doesn't mention the Rav Yah. Again, this is a Chiddush in the Rishonim. But it appears in a few places. It helps a lot. Of course, it raises problems, too. There's one Gemara which seems to say explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev a Korban. It seems based on Davar Shein Miskaven. Namely, Yoni? The Gemara Krisus, Tavchav. Because the Gemara there has the Dvar Pei between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon with regard to Mechayev Yonos and Mavir Tachtonos. And there the Gemara talks about Mechayev one Korban, or Chayit Shtayim, and the Gemara's Tolef, and the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So that Gemara seems to say, that's maybe the only explicit Gemara that says, the Davar Shein Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chayiv a Chatas. That would seem to be a serious problem for the Rav Yah and the Shita Yishana. Except that, not the end of the world, no need to lose so much sleep. Why? Yoni?
Might be secreted.
Sorry?
Might be
yeah, because, but that's already one of the answers, just in the broader sense. Anyways, that Gemara is really problematic, according to many Rishonim, and therefore many Rishonim said that Gemara has a different meaning. Either the Gemara is talking about a Psik Resha, maybe the Psik Resha L'Nichale, it's hard to know, but we'll get back to that. Either Psik Resha, or what's the other possibility? Yeah, who says that? The Balei Tosis is everywhere, right? Tosis in Yuma, Tosis in Shabbos, the big Tosis in Shabbos, the little Tosis is in Shabbos, Tosis in Ksuvos, Tosis in Sanhedrin, Tosis all over Shas. Tosis in Krisos, for that matter. Tosis always thinks that Gemara, which we'll get back to, which says that depends on the Machlokas, Dov Shein and Miskave, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, actually depends on the Machlokas, Melacha Shein and Tzricha, Legufa. So even though there is an explicit Gemara that says Korban Chatas with regard to Dov Shein and Miskave, it so happens that it's the most, at least from the perspective of a huge group of Rishonim, Aruch type Rishonim and Bali Tosfos type Rishonim, who happens to be the most problematic of the Gemaras anyway, or the Gemara that may really be something other than it seems. Okay, so in any case, if you hold any of these things so far, namely Rabbi Yehuda, Voda Begadolim, Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda admits that in Shabbos it's Drabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that there's no Karban, any of these things, we could still abide the view that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a connection to Masasek. Okay. If, on the other hand, we reject all of these things, there is a Chi of Karban, or that Masasek is Pater not only the Karban, but Pater Legamri, which, is probably the view of many other Achronim, aside from Rabbi Kadeger. But certainly if we hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is not Moda Bigdolim, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Dav Shein Miskaben is Chayav a Karban, or even if it's not Chayav a Karban, as we said, the possibility that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dav Shein Miskaben is not Misasek is probably more likely. What does that tell us about Rabbi Shimon? Not much. It could be that school for the Machlokas between them. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Misasek, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not. On the other hand, in light of the, full analysis, it's not necessary for Rav Shimon to hold that Dav Shein Miskaven is Misasek. He may hold that that it's better or worse than Misasek, as we discussed. And there could be Nafkamina, namely if Rav Shimon were to agree that Misasek was only up to a Karban, but it is Chayiv or Asur, it might be that he holds that Dav Shein Miskaven is worse. The truth is that, we'll get that in just a second, the Dav Shein Miskaven may in fact be, it may be better, may be worse, may be equivalent. That's really what we're indicating. The fact that there's no makar for Dav Shein Miskaven being mutter, no obvious makar, is not, proof positive of anything, unlike Rechonim Wasserman's comment. And that is because it could be that Rav Shimon holds that it's included under the rubric of Misasek. You don't need a makar. If it's not midin Misasek, because it's more than Misasek or less than Misasek, again, a nafkamina, karba, nafkamina, kimle ben rabamine, could be many nafkamina. So what is the makar? So it could be that you don't need one. What do I mean you don't mean one? It could just be that it doesn't have a strong enough basis for chiyuv. If we were to take the view that, then misasek is a maisaveira, and therefore you need a, there's a kasuv. Or you need to teach us that it's not a maisaveira. But Dav Shein Miskaven, maybe it's obvious that it's not a maisaveira. Maybe you don't need a makar. Now there are some Rishonim who think that there is a makar and are bothered by the whole issue. What would the makar be if there was one? Ellie. You sorry? Maybe. That's an interesting point. I mean, you see from Milan Baharis, at least. Maybe. It's one possibility. Or it could be Hilchos Shabbos, Melachos Machshavos Asur Torah. Right? That's tricky. So in a sense, there are some Rishonim who make allusion to this. The Rav Yah, in that piece, certainly does. And so does the Ritva in Masechet Yoma. I don't think I gave it a look at that, but... one second... Second. Who commotion secretia who to Gavna, Alpha Gavna, Lunachas Machshavas also Bishabis, She'ena malachas machshavas. Ein tzorach lama lamalacha v'ena miskaven. Mizua svara matir nami Rav Shimon b'chola yisuri. Basically, the Rav Yah has a line in which he seems to indicate that Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah is the basis for this p'tur according to Rav Shimon. The Ritzvan Yuma, also on the Flamadal Rebbeis, is bothered by this. Melechus Machsheves Rav Shimon who diyalif mishabes of a low Rav Yehuda. But then in the end, he ends up, Ela Vadai, the Shabbos Binyanav L'chol HaTorah. This is a problem. Exactly what he means by that. But both the Ritva and the Rav Yah seem to indicate that the source of Davar She'eino Miskaven is Melechus Machsheves, but it can be exported L'chol HaTorah Kula anyway. Again, similar to that Rashash that we had about Misasek for the Bali Tosas. The Shiltos, actually the Halacha, Paskins, almost the opposite of the Balitosis and the Ri, the Shiltos and Shilta Kufhei, just has one line, and this is what inspired about 20 pages of the Tziv commentary. Ubishabas hu desviralon kirab Shimon, Aval b'chol haTorah kula k'Rav Yehuda. This is a kufhei. The Amar Davar She'eino Miskaven. To turn five pages. Awesome. Okay. Surprise, right? Okay. So basically, the according to the Shi'iltos. Now, the Shultz doesn't say this for Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda. It sounds like, according to the Shultz, the Machlokas Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is in Kol HaTorah Kula, and in Hilchos Shabbos, and possibly equally. But the Shultz himself seems to paskin that in Shabbos we paskin like Rav Shimon. This is very unusual. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Tosfos actually, in Shabbos, quotes the Shiltos. And I'll cook you it on the base. Yeah.
Does that mean that you would say, well, this is different from Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula?
It doesn't sound, you could say that, but it doesn't sound that way exactly.
Why would you?
It sounds like it's the same machlokes, but we draw the line in Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. So again, if the idea is like the Ritva says, Bano Av, the makor of Rav Shimon is Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah, but Bana Av Kol HaTorah Kula. Like that, again, like that Rashash Ritosis. But it's strange, right? Meaning the source of it is Shabbos, but it's exported to Kol HaTorah Kula. So if that's really true, so the Shilta says, just like the Ritva originally says, what does that mean? You know, if it's something that's based on Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah, it should be limited to Shabbos. Right. So there's an argument whether or not the concept of Davar She'eino Miskaven Mutar based on Melechus Machsheves really does go beyond Shabbos. So then it doesn't sound as if it's two different concepts of Davar She'eino Miskaven. It sounds like they're saying, yes, yeah, so let's indeed limit it. Let's draw the line. Tosfos in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, quotes this Shiltos and rejects it. Dibamaschil. Excuse me. Right, if you go down a little bit. Gumashim Farish Bashiltos. The Hada also Lishto Sama da Akarta. Hainukarab Yehuda, the Amar Davar She'eino Miskaven Asur. The Afakav the Kaimel and Kribshim at the Shari Hani, Dafke Bashabas. Shum Divina Malachas Machshabas. The Bechol Torah Kula, Sviralan Krab Yehuda. Bein Nira Lari, the B'chol HaTorah Kula Kaimel and Krab Shimon D'Shari, K'damashmul El Perak HaMotzi, Nazar Chofit from the Fastes, That's a sugya in Nazir, not in Shabbos. Suleyam Bigdashim, you have the sugya of Hakazon Bechor. The Shmuel Savakar of Shim Bechor, Torah Kul, Dovashin, and Miskavin, Sharigab, and make his Dam of Bechor. Right? Ad Hashaloshmin and Shmuel, Dovashin, and Miskavin, Mutter, and so on. So basically, Tosis rejects this Shilkos. The Nitziv himself is not very thrilled with the Shilkos either. So he has this very, very long pshat. But basically, he argues that the Shilkos is really not talking about standard Davashin and Miskavin, but is in fact talking about Psikresha Dilonichale, which the Shiltos thinks is, or remains, or retains, the status of Davrshein Miskaven. So it's very, very important. We'll get back to that. That's important both for Davrshein Miskaven and for Psikresha. So according to the Nitziv, when the Shiltos said that he paskins like Rav Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos and like Rav Yehuda in Kol Torah Kula, he didn't mean in a routine Davrshein Miskaven. He didn't mean in the Davrshein Miskaven of Nazir Chofeif Umefastes, and he didn't mean in the case of probably didn't mean in the case of Kelayim either, although I think it's questionable. Because Lovesh Bigdo, Mocha Ksuso Kedarko. He didn't mean in the case of a classic Davrshein Miskaven where there's no Psikresha. There. Even the Shiltos Paskin, like Rav Shimon and Kol Torah Kula. But when it comes to Psikresha, Dilo Nichale, that's where he Paskins like Rav Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos, and like Rav Yehuda in Kol Torah Kula. Which would mean that you would be Chayev in such a case. We'll get back to that. Yeah.
Can some also use Melech Moshavos to explain the Pesach of the Rama?
How we can hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa, right?
But like Rabbi Shem and Rabbi Shem Skavin, so I think that Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa, that's what the Rambam was working with by Rabbi Shem Skavin, but that has nothing to do with Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa.
Well, Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa is also Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa. Right. You have to explain why. Are you talking about Reb Chaim specifically or other people?
Other people.
We'll get back to the Ram, but I'm saying per se that's not so obvious because Lachshen Tzricha Legufa certainly didn't belong to Shabbos. Although you could say I believe in some types and not in other types, but that wouldn't be so productive. That's not the first thing you would want to say for the Rambam, is all I'm saying. Because it's less obvious that Davrshein Miskaven is an issue of Melech Shem Shabbos than it is that Lachshen Tzricha Legufa is. Right. So we'll get back to that. Assuming the simple reading of the Gemara in Chagiga, as opposed to the one which maybe Bali Tosis had, but the simple reading of the Gemara in Chagiga is that Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa is in Melech Shem Shabbos. Okay, so the point in any case is that according to the simple reading of the Shiltos, though, which is the way Tosis understood it, and I say in light of the Ritva in Yuma and the line of the Ravya, is that Melech Shem Shabbos also Torah does play a role for Rav Shimon, and even in the non Sik Resha cases of Misasa, of Davrshein and Miskaven. So other Achronim completely reject the idea that Melech Machsheves plays any role in the Makor of Davrshein and Miskaven. This is particularly true for the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua everywhere is very into this topic. In Ksuvis, in Shabbos, in Parakira, here on Daf Mem, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, and other places. Pnei Yoshua thinks that the makar of Davrshein Miskaven being mutter is from Kelayim, actually. You can look it up. But more important than what he says is what he rejects, this idea that that you can have Melechas Machsheves as the makar, even if it extends beyond Hilchos Shabbos, is something that he does not like at all. Okay, so to sum that up, again, Rabbi Yehuda's position with regard to Misasek and so on is complicated. Depends on the scope of the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon's position is looks on the surface as if it's going to be simpler to pin down, but it isn't all that simple either, basically, to conclude. He's certainly open to saying Misasek, But as we noted, Lakula and Lachumra, he could disagree, depending on what his view generally is about Misasek. It's quite possible that Enam Miskaven is either better or worse. As for the Makar, either you don't need a Makar, or the Makar is Melach Samach Shevas Asur Torah. That echoes here and there. If it is Melach Samach Shevas Asur Torah, it would certainly be reasonable to limit it to Hilchos Shabbos, which is a simple reading of the Shiltas, but not in Rav Shimon, but in the Psak. As I said, the Netziv doesn't read the Shiltas that way, because he just can't believe it. But both the Ritva says it explicitly in Yuma. Pnei Yeshua rejects it explicitly too. But these are some of the issues to consider. The truth is that there was a question before I go on yet.
Well, can you suggest that here's the Makor of Melachim Machshavas? It doesn't mean that you're extending Melachim Machshavas to other areas of Halacha, but just the fact that kind of like the mechanism of Darshan Yitzchayim works to create a sort of true Melachim Machshavas, that same kind of a mechanism of, I don't know if you want to say they separated the guy from the action that he's doing, applies in other places, but
you'd have to explain in each case that it should have something comparable to the standards required of Melech Mashevas. That's hard to do if you say something applies in Kol Kula across the board. I mean, I'm sympathetic with the idea. I just don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. And I didn't know what it meant when the Rashash said it about Tosas and Shavuos Daf Yud Tesa Aleph. That was just easier to reject because I didn't think Tosas meant that anyway. I don't know what the Ritva means when he says Binyanav. Best way to say it is, this is revealed to us in the context of Tukha Shabbos, but it really isn't based on some unusual standard. Or you have to say something like what you're saying, but it's hard to say what you're saying when you're not being discriminating at all. And as if you said, it applies to Tukha Shabbos, and we also know that it applies to Kilayim and to Kadshim. We don't find it anywhere else. Or even if you wanted to expand it a little more beyond, then I would say, oh, yeah, because the fact that it works that way in Shabbos, even if it is based on Melech Machshavas, but Melech Machshavas has to have something to work with, which is what you're saying, meaning there's a certain relationship here, and because of the standards of Melech Machshavas, so that relationship ends up being very crucial, right? And Lu Yitzuyer, that other areas of Halacha also had different higher standards, even if they weren't exactly the same with Shabbos or for the same reason. But the fact that in the mechanism of Melech Machshavas can be plugged in with Shabbos shows that there's a certain chisaron, a certain deficiency in a miskaven, which has repercussions elsewhere, 100%. But if you're going to say it indiscriminately, you're just going to say, replies of Kol Torah Kula, so then you kind of lose that edge. That's the problem that I have. I don't know what to do with it. But the ritual says it's binyan av l'kol Torah Kula. This after he himself says, again, it's a funny thing. He says, the makar is Shabbos, it's midin. Basically, the Ritva starts asking, in terms of Rishon, as far as I know, is the only one who says it explicitly. He asks the same questions that we're asking, or anybody would ask, which is, if this is really within Melech Machshavas, so how can you assume that it applies to Kol Torah Kula? And then he says, Ella Badai de Shabbos Binyanav L'Kol Torah. So I guess what he really means is that it's we know this to be true in Shabbos, and it isn't based on Melech Machshavas. That's probably what he really means. Meaning it's Shabbos, it has its source in Shabbos, but not the Torah, it's Melech Machshavas. I guess that's what he means. But if you make the distinction based on Melech Machshavas, which, again, the Shiltas is kind of doing as well. So again, drawing the line makes sense. Shiltas and Sarah Buda and Rav Shimon argue that point. So this Bali Tosas on Kufino base, when they attack the Shiltas, attack it, ki'ilu they are expecting that according to Shiltas, Rav Shimon didn't say it in Kol Torah Kula. Shiltas had never said that. Shiltas said that he paskins like Rav Shimon in Hukkah Shabbos and like Rav Yehuda in Kol Torah, which is a very big kiddush, because no one else holds that way either. Pretty much everybody paskins like Rav Shimon in Kol Torah Kula as well. But still, the attack of Bali Tosas against Shiltas isn't really fair from that point of view. Okay. In any case, I say Pnei Yeshua denies emphatically this can be, and I guess the Ritva really denies it too, and his binyanav is that it isn't Petoras Malachas Machshavas. Either way, they're struggling with this idea. The fact that the relationship between Eino Miskaven, what the relationship is between Eino Miskaven and Misasek is, though, again, explicit in a few other Mekoros. Number one, the Rav Yad that I mentioned before also assumes that there's a relationship between Misasek and Eino Miskaven, as does the Ritva in Yuma, based on the Sugya of Misasek B'chalav and Barayos. Here, again, in the towards the middle of Klal Aleph, Klal Echad. So he says, V'otem alatz mecham no l'rabban alahat t'sheinu miskavin shal shari surun l'rab Shimon. K'gom mochre iksusin, mochre kedarkon, v'chen neper kalatadir, gabu kibri amizbeach, v'gizas paraduma, imamru gabu shabbos, this is what I mentioned before. The Malachas Machsheves Ksiva. This is the assumption that that's unique, even from Shimon. The Nismecha Parsha Shabbos Malachas Amishkan. Shari Surin Minayin. Again, this is based on this assumption that Malachas Machsheves really plays a role here. But then, what does he bring as a proof that it should be so? Hello, Nehne Mina Kilayin. In the case of Kilayin, is Nehne. What's he asking? That it should be in the category of Misasik B'chalav Marai and Shekei Nemeh. V'garsinu B'braisa B'sof Perek Safik Achal Omer Avnachan Omer Shmuel Misasik B'chalayim Marai and Shekei Nemeh HaMisasik B'Shabbos Pator Mai Tam B'lech Z'machshevas Asra Torah V'kaim L'Vivamos Kol D'Araisa Lo Shna Yisra Lav Lo Shna Yisra Kares. So basically, what Raya is he bringing to prove that Dover Shein and Miskavin should be limited to Hilchos Shabbos? What's the raya? Dovi? Misasek. Right? You see, bring a raya from Misasek. One could have said, well, don't bring me rayas from Misasek. In the case of Misasek, it's a different case. Maybe there's more of a Maisavera there. There's no byproduct. Here, it's a byproduct of something else. So not only does the Rav Yah do this, but the Ritva as well. Again, there's a strong parallel between Rav's treatment and Ritva and Yuma in a number of points. Ramina Nami, and the Sasek Bakam Rai Shaibs and Fisha Kvar Nana, Tam the Nana, Allah Vachi Patel Rab Shimon, Mishum Dahab, Dabba Shayna Miskabe, and Dumya the Shabbos. Except he doesn't bother to see, he formulates as if the problem of this, of Shekei Nana is a problem of Dabba Shayna Miskabe to begin with. If you look at Tosas, do we have any Sanhedrin here? If you look at Tosafot and Sanhedrin, I think actually the Daniel, where's Daniel? Did you mention this to me, I think, last time, right? The line about Tosafot and Sanhedrin?
No, I was talking about the
Ram. No, not last, I don't mean last week. I mean like about two months ago. or a month ago. I think we were talking about whether the Gemara in Ayin Hey or not. You were challenging me at one point, whether or not... the Gemara in Ayin Hey Amud Aleph must be referring to, right? So I think you, right? So I think you mentioned the line. Did you mention the line? Tosin Sanhedrin? No. You mentioned Tosin Tzumas, and that I didn't think it was a riot at all. Right. That's what you started with. But then I think you point out. Right? If you look at Tosin Sanhedrin, you have to be medayik in every word on the outside. It's just. Not there? Ah, but you have it anyway.
I don't have
the
CD on
here. What? Oh, you don't have the CD? Who has the CD? Okay, Simcha, you have that? You always had it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if you look at Tosafot and Sanhedrin, Tosafot and Sanhedrin also has a line where he says, Tosafot and Sanhedrin has a line where he says that Davar Shein and Miskavein, you have it, Yaakov? Davar Shein and Miskavein is Garua, even. Pei Yom Rav. What? You looking? Okay, you look. So Tosafot and Sanhedrin also has a line in which they say that if anything, Dover Shein and Miskavein is worse than Misasek. And again, a way that's a little bit different than the Ritva and the Rav Yah, who are trying to prove from Misasek that Kol Torah Kula in Eino Miskaven should be Kayev. Okay, they're based on the assumption of an equation. Tosas' line in Sanhedrin is that if Misasek in general is Patur, then certain Malachas, then certainly Devar Shein Miskaven is Patur. Okay, I'm interested in there being a relationship between these two things. I'm also interested in showing that it's in both directions, obviously. Did you find it? Yeah? No, okay, keep looking, you'll find it. When you find it, shout out. Okay. So the point is that the links between these two topics are much more are much more important than is well known. I think you have to really flesh it out. The truth is that when we started the discussion of Misasek, I remember we were in the other room there. Does everybody recall that, or is it just memories that I'm fabricating? Okay. So we were in the other room there, and I recall reading the Makar Chaim, right? The Nesivos. So the Nesivos is Ha'ara. What is the Nesivos is Ha'ara? Eli. Remember? In the Hagdama Duchas Pesach? He says, why should you be in violation of Bai Ro Bai Matze for Chametz and Pesach? After all, you're Misasek. Right? There's no Maisa, you're Misasek. So what's the answer? Very important Yesod, which Rabbi Kiveger rejects in his Tshuva. Simon Hess. Chaim? Makar Chaim? Unforgettable Makar Chaim? What? Say again? Yeah, yeah, but say it not so tentatively. And therefore?
You're being Misasek by doing nothing,
right.
Then you're Chayev, whereas by Shabbos, where you're being Misasek by doing Malacha, you'll be part of
it. Oh. In other words, the Makar Chayim is very good. The Sivas came up with the Yisod that when it comes to a Kumba Asei Iser or Maisa Veira, there's a difference between Misasek and non-Misasek. But if the Torah itself formulated an Aveira, B'Shev Al Tase, so then it doesn't matter to us anymore whether you do it B'Derech Misasek or not. And therefore, if the Torah said that there's an Issa Shehiya, that you're not allowed to leave chametz in your rishus, that's essentially an Issa Shev Al Tase, not a Kumbase. So even though that's done b'derech misasek, you're still going to be chayev. That's the line of the Makar Chayim. Why am I repeating that? The truth is that the formulation of the Makar Chayim is with respect to Misasek, but it's actually more with regard to Davar Shein Miskaven than it is with regard to Misasek. What he really says is that why aren't you Potter because it's Davar Shein Miskaven? So he says because the Ptur of Davar Shein Miskaven, even according to Rav Shimon, who says Davar Shein Miskaven, is Mutter, is only true in a Kumbase, not in a Shev Al Tase. And then he applies it also to Misasek. So what emerges again is that the Makar Chayim treats Misasek and Eino Miskaven as if they are the same. And as we noted, the whole Yesod of the Makar Chayim, of the Nesivos, is precisely that Misasek is Havkas Maisa Aveira. So we say, when you need a Kumbase, so then, Misasek is not a Maisa Aveira, but where the Torah says something is also B'Shev Al Tase, so you're not necessarily going to say that Misasek is a lack of a Aveira. You don't need a Maisa, and it's not necessarily a Hafka of anything. Then. But the whole point is, if you look at it again, Rabbi Kiveger made this Makar Chayim famous by quoting it in that famous Tshuva. Not so many people have the Makar Chayim on the Chaschanas. Everybody has the Mesivas, but But the truth is, if you look at it and you read it again, it's really about Dovr Shein Miskav. That piece is about Dovr Shein Miskavein more than about Misasek. It's very important. Very important. Okay. As for Shekei Nene, so that we already noted, the Chidush Arvan in Chulin, the Rav Yah here and the Ritva discusses Kalayim, as does the Ritva in Yoma. Did you find the line in Tosfos and Sanhedrin? I think so. No? He compares it to the Sasek, and he says, the Zayn of Eskavin is even less than the Sasek. You don't find that line? Okay. We'll find it again. What? It's not so, it's pretty subtle, but it's there. Yeah. So misasek she'ino miskavin the malacha. That's what he calls misasek.
Yeah.
That's his description of misasek, meaning a misasek she'ino miskavin the malacha means where he's not interested in doing B at all. He's interested in doing A. Right. He just ends up doing B by accident. Right. And keep going. Kol shekein. Oh, meaning. Right, I mean it's where basically it's totally a byproduct.
Yeah.
So basically that line in Tosus also relates to the connection between Misasek and Miskavin, but says Miskavin could be worse or less. Okay. So basically that does it, we don't need to say more, there may be more, but the point is that the relationship between Miskavin and Misasek is quite intricate, number one. Okay. It's very, very important because it opens up the question whether Einam Eskavein really is a chisaron of Kavana, or it is really a chisaron of Tziruth, or it is a chisaron of the Maisa Veira, which in light of the connection to Misasek, whether it's more or less, but depends on Misasek, or whether it's different from Misasek in either of those directions, becomes a possibility in light of this these different issues. Bein L'Rav Yehuda, Bein L'Rav Shimon. Okay, so let's analyze this a little further than Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon themselves. So we've discussed the fact that there's a range of views in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has the view of Chiyuv. The first thing to ask in Rabbi Yehuda, as we have, we just asked it in a different context, in the context of connecting to Misasek, what is the exception, what is the rule? The Pashtus, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon had this major debate, and Rabbi Yehuda really holds that Dov Shein Miskavin is Chayiv. Does the Gemara ever say Dov Shein Miskavin is Chayiv, by the way? Except for the one Gemara about Krisus where it talks about Chiyuv Chatas. Always says Asar, pretty much. again, if we had ended up saying that Moda Rabbi Yehuda, Bigadolim, then we might have ended up saying that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue about a very small point. About very few cases, and about a very small point. Some of the Nozakelim and Shechonar, the Beis Yosef, and others, deal with the question where it seems that distinction between Gedolim and Ketanim, and Efshar and Lo Efshar, became completely ignored by Halacha. Because Beis Yosef isn't so sure about it in a few places. But it doesn't appear in the Rambam, the mainstream Rishonim don't pass in that way, even though the Gemara, Chavtes Amid Beis, and the Gemara Pesachim, Chavtei Amid Beis, consider this very, very seriously, and it could have completely revolutionized our understanding of the argument. It doesn't really have appeared to make it lehalacha very much. Okay, but that would have limited Rabbi Yehuda enormously. Again, if it's all Drabana, then of course limits it. Otherwise, we have to ask a different question in Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, if you say Dov Shein Miskavin is Asur, let's assume it's Minat Torah for the moment, so does the fact that it's Einu Miskavin play any role whatsoever? In other words, is eno miskaven kin miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven is also. But that doesn't necessarily mean that eno miskaven is kin miskaven. So that's the next question to ask in Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that eno miskaven is not kin miskaven, but even without being kin miskaven, it's enough to be asur. So, for example, if we end up saying that it's not chayav karban, although it is asur, right, that will be because it's not true that eno miskaven is kin miskaven. Had it been kin miskaven, it would have been chayav karban. It's eno miskaven v'al pal pichein, it's asur, but it isn't kin miskaven. The fact that Rav Yehuda will be possibly moda in Hilchos Shabbos, on the other hand, doesn't prove that one way or another. But you could say that that's a special, that depends on how you understand Melachos Mal Shabbos Asar Torah. If Rav Yehuda were to be moda to Rav Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos, you could just say that Hadi held, as one might have said, Hadi held, Eino Miskaven is Kim Miskaven. So there's no, in a sense, this is in the light of what Noam said before, then there's no room for such a kula in Hilchos Shabbos, because davar misha osa davar on miskaven, legamri, is should be chayiv Hilchos Shabbos too. But it's possible that melech makshev is asur Torah. Is the kind of halacha that's just a completely different concept, different standard. And even if I believe this to be kim miskaven, it's still necessarily melachas machsheves. Maybe for melachas machsheves purposes, it's not enough that it be miskaven, it's enough that it's only going to be chayiv if it's my primary focus. Right? Anything that's agav, even if it's miskaven, or the equivalent of miskaven, isn't enough. So that doesn't prove anything necessarily one way or another. That's probably a machlokas about Melachos Machsheves Asur Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's something to look at. The Korban issue, on the other hand, certainly is. There's another distinction in the Rishonim as well. I don't think I gave it to you. The Chiddush Aran quotes the name of the Baalei Tosas in Sanhedrin. A remarkable distinction. Not between Korban and Isur. Anybody know? But between Chiyuv Misa and Lav. Again, it depends how you read the sugya there. It's a very complicated Gemara there in Sanhedrin. Here I have here, 1 second. Yeah. The Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara there has a line. No one knows exactly what it means. Different Rishonim have different views. The Shigas Lav Darminon Demutar, says the Ran. The Gemara there seems to make a distinction between Shigas Chenek and Shigas Lav. When it talks about Hakozas Dam, a person's make is the Dam Aviv, let's say. So he might be causing his father a Chabura. Right, which is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara makes a distinction between two cases. So the Ran quotes in the name of Baalei Tosas, we don't have it in our Tosas. The Shigas Lav Darminan, the Mutter, Pirsha B'Tosas Shehu Davar She'enu Miskaven, Umutter B'Isar Lav, Kedarminan Gabe Kilayim. Mochri ksus, mochron kedarkan. Havo b'isr misa, lo hutar davar she'enu miskaven. Dapagav du hutar davar she'enu miskaven b'isr misa, hainu isr shabbos, dika skila, hainu tamu du melech tamach shevas asr Torah. Hainu amil el, perik dalad misos. Interesting shot in the Gemara. Chomer b'shar mitzvah is the same Gemara that we have in Kol Gadol. Chomer b'shar mitzvah is mi b'shabbos. The b'shar mitzvah shogeg b'lo miskaven chayev. Ma'ashen came b'shabbos. Yafel gav shepir shalim b'chalav ma'arayos shekvar nena. B'kamakom en ritzicha yotzim in haklal shei chayev ala ator galus. Al d'hasel b'mayro b'davar shishigas chatos. and so on. Lefi pirze kasha my kasha, the Gemara about machat shel yad. Okay, Ella Nirani has a different shot. Basically, the Ran quotes the Bali Tosas that we don't know otherwise, that say that Rabbi Yehuda Zdavar Shein Miskavein Asur is going to apply to Isurei Misa, but not to Isurei Lav. That's remarkable, as is the distinction between Chiyuv Karban and no Chiyuv Karban, between Chiyuv but not Karban, or Isur but no Karban. This is even maybe more remarkable. Why should we distinguish between Isur Misa and Isur Lav? If we held that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Shein Miskaven was Kemiskaven, namely the fact that it was Eino Miskaven, although it was anticipatable that it might be Miskaven, that it might happen, was irrelevant, had no impact whatsoever, right? So then this distinction makes no sense. Because he did, it's Ki'ilu that he did a Dover HaMiskaven. If we distinguish on a Korban level, if we distinguish on a Chiyu Lav versus Chiyu Misa level, it's perfectly clear that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shein HaMiskaven plays a role. Not enough to make it mutter, but enough to not to ratchet down the level a little bit. Yeah.
Can you just say that we only apply Darsh and Stabbing in the case of Israelis? I mean, when the issue is so severe that it results in Israelis.
Yeah, the question is why? And say, if Eino Miskaven didn't matter to us, and we were saying that if you were saying that. You mean you want to say whether or not Miskaven makes a difference, Gufa depends on whether it's a Chiyuv Misa or not?
Yeah.
And why would that be so?
And when it's so severe that it results in Chiyuv Misa, then we make the reaction of Miskaven.
Yeah, but why? So are you saying that Kavana plays a greater role in certain Isurim rather than in others? But either way, then you're acknowledging that there's a lack of Kavana. All I'm saying is, no one will deny that that if you do a davar hamiskaven, that you're chayav malchus. Right. So if Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that that when it comes to chayav lavin, eidah miskaven is potur.
I thought that we're doing that we're making your action. When we say davar shein miskaven to miskaven, we're making your action.
Well, again, it's not Rabbi Yehuda never said Dovr Shein HaMiskaven is Kemiskaven. Rabbi Yehuda just said that Dovr Shein HaMiskaven is Asur. I'm raising the question, is that because Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the lack of Kavana, unlike Rabbi Shimon who thinks the lack of Kavana is a very big deal, right? Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it's irrelevant. What's important is that you did the Maisa. Kavana plays no role. I'm saying if that were to be so, then there should be no drop-off between Dovr HaMiskaven and Dovr Shein HaMiskaven. And as we say, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Asur, what we're saying is that it's the equivalent of Dovr HaMiskaven. If that would be true, then the distinction between Karban, no Karban, Misa, and Lav, these distinctions make no sense. Apparently, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that lack of Kavana has impact. The only thing is that where Rav Shimon says that if there's no kavana, it's a fatal flaw, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says no, there's still a very strong foundation to the osur, albeit it's not on the same level. Therefore, le'inya, then it ends up saying pretty much what you're saying, which is therefore with regard to the higher standard to be mechayavim completely, you should bring a karban, or to be mechayavim a chiyuv nisa, and to mechayavim a chiyuv malchus. You know, for that you require Dovr HaMiskaven, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? But even without that, it's also that's pretty much ends up. I think it ends up mostly being a difference of semantics to say it that way or to say what you said, which is that maybe there's a little bit of a point, namely that Kavana plays a role in mice on a Chiyuv Misa level more than it does on a Chiyuv Malchus level more than it does on a Chiyuv Misa level. Maybe. But the point is that if there, the Pashtus is, again, these are all radical Shitas. Even though what I'm trying to show is that there are quite a few of them. Right? The Rav Yah, the Shita Yishana, now Tosis is quoted by the Kibbutz Yohanan, and where you have a few radical Shitas, we at least have the right to raise, say, the question in a more moderate application. Namely, even if there is a Chiyuv Chatos, no difference between Misa and Malkus, etc., it's still possible that there's a difference between Miskaven and Eina Miskaven according to Yehuda. For example, I'll give you another Nafkamina. Is there any, does it make a difference whatsoever whether something is a Psikresha according to Rabbi Yehuda? Right, we say Moda Rab Shimon Psikresha Velo Yalmos. Good, because according to Rab Shimon, what's the alternative? It's going to be Mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also to begin with. So if it's a Psikresha, does it add anything? Right? So the Shit Mubetzas and Ksuva says, sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shidi Shana and others, Nachman will be Karvan. Although we'll soon see, we'll get to that also. There's a day in Shidi Mukabetzis and Ksuvas that even Psikresha doesn't get a Karvan. But, or maybe that's Kumbachol Kusrabshim and Rabbi Huda we'll get to. Yeah.
You depend on it by saying that.
You can always try.
That we use the murder case as a paradigm. Where we have a Chiyuv Nisa, we look much more objectively. And so just like there, even if a person is an Omer Mutzer or by a Bodhisattva, there was a Habim Yira, Abba Meira, in that case, that person just bows down to the idol, it might be terrible. And then we have to go and kill him.
No, that's what I was saying. Maybe it isn't completely semantics. I think that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right. In other words, that the whether or not we makshava plays a role in defining the maisa, or maisas are more, let's say, objective, that kufa might be the difference between capital cases and lavin and so on.
Okay.
And that's what you're saying. Okay. I think that's what you were hinting at too. But I think it ends up being not completely semantics, but the point is, you can say all of that if you acknowledge at least that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eina Miskaven may not be necessary in many cases, but it doesn't mean that its absence is irrelevant, is immaterial. Even according to what you're both saying, that's true. Right, and just trying to explain now why it is that it will, be consequential in this kind of case and not in that kind of case, and et cetera. So for Rabbi Yehuda, that's a very, very important thing that we have to do. And that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, figure out whether or not Eina Miskaven is Kumkan. In a sense, the Sugyan Psachim is relevant to this as well. Okay, how so? Moshe? The other part of the Sugyan Psachim. Meaning not the Efshar part, but the low Efshar, the Kumiskaven part. We read that last week. But that's the other. There are two Gemaras that really qualify the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right, one is the Gemara of Testament Beis, Dolam in Ketanim, and the other is the Gemara of Psachim. They may be the same Gemara according to Bali Tosis, or they may not. Correct? But in any case, either way, there's that second half of the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe the debate between Abai and Rava in Hanoah, Balalon, and Bal Karcho is in a case of Lo Efshar v'kam miskaven. I always get this wrong, but I said it right this time. Okay. Lo Efshar v'kam miskaven. Lo Efshar v'kam miskaven. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Rab Shimon, he's going to say that the kam miskaven is important because he holds Eina Miskaven is mutter, and therefore he's going to hold, just as he holds Eina Miskaven is mutter, he's going to hold that miskaven is consequential. Right? Now that itself is not such a davar pasha. Why not? Why not? Naphtali. Why not? Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, for Rav Shimon, it's going to be pretty easy, the Gemara says, because if Rav Shimon holds Rav Shimon Miskaven is Mutter, then certainly he's going to hold that Efshar, the Kam Miskaven, is awesome. Right, but does that prove that if Efshar is some sort of a Chisaron, does just because Eino Miskaven is Mutter, does that prove that that kishyesh kavana that solves all problems of the world?
No, not
So then the Gemara can be challenged. I mean, the Gemara says it, so we have to, you know, reconstruct it and derive from it. But I'm just saying it's initially, one would have thought, challengeable. How so?
Could say that the fact that it's blood sure just takes it out of the realm of Jesus' really had any kind of fear whatsoever.
Right, and to say it's not mitzurah to him, right? That's if all we know is that Rav Shimon says that if you do a ma'aseh and it's ain't a miskaven, then it's mutter. Okay, that means that that kavana is a sine qua non for a chiyu. Is that true on a kavana level alone, or is that true because kavana plays a role in ma'asim? That we're not sure about. But one way or another, all we know is that Rav Shimon says that ain't on the skave, that kavana plays a role, so kavana is a sine qua non for chiyuv. Good. Because kavana is a sine qua non for chiyuv, that means that it's a sufficient basis for chiyuv. It's a necessary ingredient. Doesn't mean it's a sufficient ingredient. So the case of ef shar become the skave isn't so obvious, right? And yet the Gemara says what it says. Okay, there's nothing, we're not going to fight with the Gemara. Maybe that's all the second day of the Gemara. Maybe the first day of the Gemara thought that was incorrect. But according to the second day of the Gemara, it's, relative to the next comment, maybe it is more certain. Relatively. More certain. More likely. What's the next line of the Gemara, Naphtali? However, the Gemara says the real issue of Bayi V'Rava is going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Shein V'Skavein is Asur, and therefore... And therefore, here you should say B'ef Shar V'Kam Miskavein, that Miskavein is Kilo Miskavein, or Inami. How's it go? Or maybe Moshe. No, not an issue. Ef Shar below Ef Shar, but the issue is one of Nachum. Yeah.
That to
within Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, according to Abai,
it's not at all. And the line is important, because that's what we're really trying to figure out here, too. I mean, what is the line? Just like he holds, Eno Miskavein. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Open book. That's one possibility.
Oh,
lechumah, not lekula. Right. So in a sense, that's a very, very, graphic, shaka vataria, really, for Rabbi Yehuda. Right. The Gemara is saying the first formulation is that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference between miskaven and any miskaven. If he held there was a difference, then he wouldn't have held that any miskaven would be asur. But according to what we've been saying just now, not necessarily. Right? Because that's part of our issue. Are we really saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Miskaven is good Miskaven? And that it makes no difference? Even if we were going to say that, you could still have the second side of the Gemara Safek. Because the Gemara says, good, you don't need it. If you have a Maisa, then you don't need Kavana to be Mechayiv. But if the Maisa is somewhat compromised, but you do have Kavana, maybe the Kavana can play a role. That's lekula, it doesn't help you. But lechumra, it might help you. That's the line of the Gemara. But even on the other side of it, I was saying, especially if you were to say that, you know what, it turns out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are a lot of chinks in the armor of Eino Miskaven being Asur. Samachai v'chatos, right? We may distinguish between Lavin and Misas, right? Maybe, Lech Machsheves Asra Torah and Hichel Shabbos, except we're not sure whether that's a chink in the armor or not. Maybe it is. Right? Maybe you can't say Lech Machsheves Asra Torah, like Noam said, unless there's a room, there's vulnerability. Or no, that stands on its own right. That's a standard in Hichel Shabbos. That I'm not sure about. Okay? But there are several things which indicate that even when Rabbi Yehuda's towing his hard line, even then, he's not completely turning his back on the role of Kavana. Yeah, less so than Rav Shimon, apparently. But would you really say that Kavana plays no role? Right? So the line in the Gemara, Sachim, on both sides of it, becomes very important. It becomes important for Shimon, it becomes important for Yehuda. Okay, so that's very important. In terms of Melechus Machsheves on Shabbos, as I say, that I'm not sure. That could be a separate argument, or not. The important thing to know is that the Baalei Tosfos believe in this idea, you know, Balei V'Nefesh. They really love it. They say it, they can't say it, you know, enough times and in enough places. Every time Dov Shem Miskavim comes up, any Masechta, you know, Baalei Tosfos are there and they're saying it. They even put it into a Gemara. As the, where does it come from in terms of Gemaras? Which Gemara? Ellie? David? Aaron? Where does it, appear in any, it appears in the Gemara according to the Girsa Baalei Tosfos. Which Gemara? This idea that Rabbi Yehuda agrees when it comes to Melechus Machsheves. which Gemara? Michael? Kiva?
The Shashir Shal Barzel?
The Gemara Numa.
Ancient
Except they don't have the Gears of Ancient Shusmikdash, right? I mean, the truth is that everybody has the Gears of Ancient Shusmikdash. The Baalei Tosfos took it out, and instead they said, but what's our Girsa?
That it's Rabbanim.
It's Rabbanim because of Melechus Machsheves, Asar Torah. They were so enamored with this. I'm not saying they invented the Girsa, but they project this Girsa. It does not appear to have been the early Girsa of the Gaonim and the Rishonim, or Rashi, for that matter. But this is what they have, and they have it everywhere. Yeah.
In terms of the Girsa, Rashi takes that interest from this dish.
Okay. They should have taken out Ein Shusim Mikdash doesn't mean that you put in the Melechus Machsheves on Sotor. Rashi doesn't know that. Tosfos Kor
is
Ein
Shusim Mikdash.
Ein Shusim Mikdash because
it's a Din of Mikdash. It's still a Drabanan.
Well, some Tosfos have the Girsa and some don't have the Girsa. But the important thing is that Tosfos, the main thing is that Tosfos thinks that you have the Girsa of Melechus Machsheves on Sotor, which Rashi doesn't have, which Rambam didn't have, which the Gonim didn't have. Which I think most Rishonim didn't have, frankly. So the Baalei Tosfos have this, and they have it everywhere. And therefore they have a really hard time explaining whenever Rabbi Yehuda seems to say Dom Shein and Miskaven in Ilchos Shabbos, right? Particularly the sugya in Krisus, where the Gemara speaks about Chiyuv Chatas. This is the view of Baalei Tosfos. The Baalei Tosfos' view was so, resonated so much in the Achronim that they projected it onto everybody, almost. You know, Chaim, as we know, well, we'll discuss it, assumes that the Rambam held that way. Right? He makes certain assumptions in the Rambam based on the assumption that, yeah, everybody holds that way. Tosfos said it, Rambam holds that way. The truth is that some Rishonim explicitly rejected this. The Ramban, some of the other Chachmei Svarad, the Ramban on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, rejects it. That same Ritva that I talked about before, Numa, rejects it. Well, the truth is that since the Ritva doesn't like this idea that it could be Melechus Machsheves and apply anywhere else, Rav Shimon, so he rejects it in Rav Shimon. Even Rav Shimon, it's not based on Melechus Machsheves and Ilchos Shabbos. But he explicitly says that he quotes the Gemara, it's on the same Gemara Numa. Ani milu Rav Yehuda davar shenu miskaven asa min haTorah bisurin shel Torah. There's a different way. Kigon kitzitzas vaheres. Ein shvus b'mikdash. Tziruf is only drabama, so on. The Hadar Mina Melech Machshavas Asra Torah. He said, if you have that girsa, so this is the opposite. Instead of projecting the girsa, the Ritva says, even if you have the girsa, it can't be true. Nira lefize delav dafka noktinon le. Tal Rabbi Yehuda kaiminon de asar beinu miskavin b'malacha de Shabbos nami kidavarirna. Ela lishna b'alma noktinon. So why isn't it b'lach smachshevas asra Torah? According to the Ramban and the Ritva, those Rishonim would think that it isn't. The truth is, I mean, is it less than Malach Shem Tzricha Legufo? But number one, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by Malach Shem Tzricha Legufo. Right? Yaakov, you nodded, but shook your head. Is that true? That's certainly true. Right? As for other Malach Shem Tzricha Legufo, does Rabbi Yehuda agree with them or disagree with them? What? Well, there's Misasek to worry about. There's also Mekalkel. Right? Especially Mekalkel, it could be that the relationships are opposite of that of Loch Shen and Tzricha Legufa. You have to do that sugya, but that's the sugya of Kala Mekalkel in Turim Chutz Michov Lamavi, or the sugya of Nakuv Vav. That we have to investigate. So what about Mekalkel, and what about Misasek according to Rabbi Yehuda? So in a way, this parallels a discussion that we had within Rashi about Misasek. Right, we pointed out that Rashi in Croesus seems to imply that, you know, the debate about you know, whether Misasek is based on Melech Melchev Sosar Torah or Misasek is based on Ashokot Ba Ba Frat the Misasek or Blazer of Yeshua, among others, in Sigurdaf Yud Tes in Croesus, may very well be a debate about Melech Melchev. I think I mentioned at the time that the Avni Nezer goes even further and says, yeah, Rabbi, who was it? Rabbi Eliezer. He generally doesn't, Rabbi Yeshua. He generally doesn't hold of Melechas Machshavas, Peturei Melechas Machshavas. But as I noted at the time, I don't think you have to go so far. Melechas Machshavas, also Torah, is one of the things that we're going to see, may very well be, you know, a general concept with quite different types of applications. You could believe in some and not believe in others. So this debate between the Balei Tosis and some of the Chachmei Sfarad, and I think some of the earlier Rishonim too, whether Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Hilchos Shabbos Davar Sheni Miskavin is mutter or not, is very important. It's important for Rabbi Yehuda in Davar Sheni Miskavin, possibly, the chink in the armor, if it is. But it's also important in terms of the scope of Davar, of Melechas Machshavas. So number one, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees already on Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa. And number two, he possibly disagrees with this one as well. That's Machlokas of Rishonim. The Ritva Yuma says it explicitly. He says that Ul Rabbi Yehuda Melech Machsheves Damar Achmana Klemute Niskavel Lizrok Shtayim Vizarek Arba Udikavase Shalon Asas Machshavta. Meaning maybe Melech Machsheves is limited to La'ala Machshavto. He didn't get what he wanted. Where he's not aware or focused, that's a different story. That's not the exact same. Maybe that's closer to the... Maybe there's a pattern in Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Shita. Maybe that's closer to Melech Shem Tzricha Legufa's Melech Machshavas. It's not like the one of Misasek. Maybe even the one in the Kalkal. We'll get to. In any case, this is a very important machlokas harishonim. The assumption of the achronim that everybody agrees with Balei Tosfos on this point is simply not true. Simply not true. By the same token, if you do hold like the Balei Tosfos, so then you end up having to do something else. And that is, you have to explain the sugya in, not only Balei Tosfos, as we noted. If you hold like the Shiti Shana and the Rabia, you have to do it too. You have to explain the Gemara in Croesus. Namely, the Gemara's assumption that Rabbi Yehuda applies to the case of Mechaba and Mavir, Shabbos. So essentially, there are two approaches you could take to that. One is the approach that Bali Tosis take, which is to say that that Gemara, which explicitly is designated as Dover Shein Miskaven, is really Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Okay, that brings us to a whole other point. What is the relationship between these two debates of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? That's one option, which we'll get back to. The other option is the option of the Netziv and of Rabbi Chaim, who come to it from different points of view, but they come to the pretty much the same idea. And that is, well, for the Rambam, you can't say that the Gemara in Krisus, which seems to be talking about Eidah Miskaven, is really talking about Ein Tzricha Legufa. You can't do that for the Rambam, because the Rambam, are we fine?
He passes like Rabbi Yehuda,
the Rav Shimon Tzricha Legufa is chai. He passes like Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon Miskaven is mutter. And when it comes to the Sugya in Krisus, how does the Rambam paskin? Like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? In, you know, Mechaba and Mavir. How does he paskin? Ellie? How does Rambam paskin? Rav Shkagos. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. Avi? Starting to rediscover everybody around the room. Yossi? How does Rambam pass in the Chicago's? Well, for it to be an issue, how did he have to pass? Alan?
Very sure.
He passes like Rav Shimon. So the Rav Chaim points out, and the, you know, it's in. Not pointing out the Rambam, but in general, if the Rambam really held like the Balei Tosfos' solution, which is that what the Gemara calls Eidah Miskaven is really Eidah Tzricha Legufa, then he would have had to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, because he paskins Lakshan Tzricha Legufa like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So the fact that Hilchos Shkagos, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon, is not good. Can't use Bali Tosis explanation. So if you don't say the Bali Tosis explanation, then you have to say the other one. That's what Rav Chaim and Tziv came up with. Namely, that the Gemara that seems to be talking about Eidah Miskaven and that is told of Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, is not talking about Eidah Tzricha Legufa, but it's also not talking about a regular case of Eidah Miskaven. Tovi, what's talking about? Sikresha, keep going. The Lo Nichale. Sikresha, the Lo Nichale. But then you end up having to, that also commits you to something, to a bit of a chiddush. Namely, what's the bit of a chiddush, Ephraim?
Sikresha de lo nichale, according to Yehuda, is high of the Yeraisa. Even though.
Okay, good, fine. That's not in Hilchos Shabbos. Even in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, that's fine. That's what Chaim labors to explain. But before you get even to that, what else? What other conclusion do you have to... Probably you have to reach in order to make sense of the Gemara. Avi. Of the Gemara Krisus. Gemara Krisus says that whether or not you chayev one korban or two korbanos depends on the machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon, Tavshin and Miskaven, Mutter or Asur. Right? So we can't say that it refers kipshuto to the regular case of Tavshin and Miskaven. These mefarshim say because everybody agrees in Hilchos Shabbos, Lach Machshavas Asur Torah, they should be mutter, right? Can't say that it refers to Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa like the Balei Tosfos say, because then the Rambam should have said you're chayev, because the Paschas like Rabbi Yehuda in Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. So we have to conclude that the case is one of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichale.
Okay.
But what does that then mean? That Psik Reisha de Lo Nichale can be depicted, can be described as Avi? I'm sorry? As mutter, number one, that it's mutter, that you're assuming like the Aruch, that it's mutter, excellent. But even before you get to that, or I'm not sure, if you get to them both at the same time, and that it's still called an Miskavi. Because one could have said that the second that it's Psik Reisha, right, it turns into a Dara Miskavi. For example, according to Bali Tosis, that's probably exactly what you need to say. Right? That's what the Bali Tosis say. It's a misnomer. It isn't really the Machlokas about any Miskavi. It's just the same people, different Machlokas. But we can't say that for the Rambam, Hudime. So what emerges is another huge machlokas. Not only a machlokas about the scope of Rabbi Yehuda, this is all within Rabbi Yehuda, basically. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah.
Just on that last point, even about Bali Tosfos, they say that the Shinesh Rabbi Yehuda is that all the Shinesh is the group that's
dedicated
to the
Miskavim,
and that's the
Shinesh
by
the Segration. Okay, say that one more time, I'm not lost.
Even they say that
right, but for them it's Psik Reisha because you think so for Bali Tosis?
No, I'm saying that's what.
Then why do you need to say it's Moshe Nitzvah Kalagufa at all?
No, I'm saying.
See, Tosis in general don't hold that way. I mean, Tosis in. I mean, you're right. I mean, it depends on the different places. I have to look at the different places how they say it. They say this in like five different places. But you have to read the Gemara in Krisis that way. They say it in Krisis, they say it in Yuma, they say it in Shabbos, they say it in, you know, all over the place. You have to look at it in each place. I hear what you're saying. It could be that I'm extrapolating just a little bit because I'm extrapolating by virtue of their shita of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichale being Patra Velasar and itself turning into Velasar Nitzvika Lagufa. And the fact that sometimes they even go further and say Psik Reisha is a Dabra HaMaskani.
I'm saying this for the within the Talmud and the Rambam.
Right. Why? Because you have the precedent of Tosis?
I'm saying
right, but at least what I'm saying is the precedent of Tosis. What I'm saying is as follows. Number one, you always, methodologically, you want to do as little damage as possible to the text. Meaning, the Gemara in Krisus is a almost insoluble problem according to certain theories that we're trying to develop, Dovr Shein Miskavim, different perspectives, right? So what we're trying to show is that according to certain views of Dovr Shein Miskavim, namely that Rabbi Yehuda's mode of the Shabbos, so the Gemara in Krisus can no longer be read Kipshuto. Okay. Now just because it can no longer be read Kipshuto doesn't mean you don't want to do as little damage as possible. So all things being equal, you would, either Gemara says that it depends on Ein Miskavim and not Ein Miskavim, so as much as possible you would want to stick to that. So what I'm saying is, if you hold the Psik Reisha de Lo Nichale is still Dabar Shein Miskavein, then in a way you can stick to that. Even though it isn't the standard Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it is still part of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because it still is a case of Dabar Shein Miskavein. That's number one. Bali Tosis definitely seemed to go a step further than that. At least that's what I was saying too. Meaning, they said when the Gemara says "Ein Miskavein," it's lav dafka. It's really "Ein Tzricha Lagufa." That's pretty much what Bali Tosfos said. So what I'm saying is, number one, that doesn't work for the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, if it was "Ein Tzricha Lagufa," it should be chayiv. Right. Number two, if you don't have to, you wouldn't want to go as far as the Bali Tosfos because you'd want to do as little injury to the text as you possibly can. And for the Bali Tosis, you pretty much have to acknowledge that the Gemara formulated this argument in an imprecise manner. And why would you want to do that if you didn't have to? So for the Rambam, A, it doesn't work, and B, you know, better than it shouldn't work. Now, as it happens, the Balei Tosfos don't really have the full luxury of what Reb Chaim and the Netziv are saying for the Rambam and others. They don't have that full luxury anyway, because since they hold that Psikresha really is a Dovra Miskavein, and the Psikresha to Anichale is really a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, which we haven't explained yet, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Since they hold that way, they really can't read the Gemara that, oh, it is Dovra Shein Miskavein, it's just the Psikresha to Anichale variety. Because for them, it really isn't true, then it would be Mutter. Does that answer? Even though, yeah, I'm saying, but it's much more than that for Tosfos. I mean, it's just a whole different argument. It's a whole different. It's still strange that, I mean, in other Gemaras, you know, when they want to talk about Ein Tzricha Legufa, they know how to do it. When they want to say Ein Miskaven, they know how to do it. All of a sudden, you have this Gemara in Krisus. All of a sudden, the Gemara lost its capacity to be precise. So Vafuke, that it's not another case, but you can't say Tzricha Legufa. Now, I do think that if there wasn't any relationship whatsoever between Ein Miskaven and Ein Tzricha Legufa on some conceptual level, that would be even worse for Tosfos to say what they say, which gets us to, you know, our next problem too, namely, how do you read the Gemara in Mem Aleph or Beis, Mem Beis Samad Aleph? In that question, is it a coincidence that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue about these two different things? Are they totally, totally separate arguments, nothing to do with each other? Or you might be mechalek between them, and they are different, but there's a continuum, there's a connection between them. The more there's a connection, the better all of this, the more palatable it is. Okay, so basically, just to sum up this last point, yeah.
Just to follow up on that.
Okay.
Tosfos doesn't seem to be arguing that semantically, Dorish and Miskave and Lovash and Sikhugufa are identical terms.
Well, for sure they're not, because we know that they're generally not.
So Tosfos is creating an admittedly dachuk case
right.
To read the Gemara Krisus.
Exactly.
But once Tosfos is reading that Gemara as being dachuk in general, you know, there's no longer a raya that conceptually Darvish and Miskavet and Lovash and Sikhu Gufa are necessarily related.
I don't disagree.
Tosfos admits that Darvish and Miskavet and the Gemara is
right.
Referring to Darvish and Miskavet. He just says that it's also psikresha, and therefore it's problematic that the Gemara.
But according to Tosfos, once it's a psikresha, it's no longer an imiska. According to Tosfos in general.
So the question that we have on Tosfos is, once it's a psikresha, why did the Gemara refer to the old Darshan Miskavein aspect
right.
of the Maisa?
So I still think, for that reason, that I wouldn't want to go as far as you're going. Just because it is Dochek, I would still. Just as I would want to avoid Dochek. And therefore, I'd prefer the other explanation, if it could be sustained logically, I'd prefer that to Tosfos. So too, I would prefer within Tosfos, since I'm dealing with a certain reality, to still assume that there is a link between the two arguments. Even though Tosfos admits that there's a dochek in the Gemara, but it's still not as big a dochek as if these two things have nothing to do with each other, which I think...
That was the point that Rebbe is making for Tosfos, but that Tosfos himself... Doesn't
well, I don't think Tosfos is one way, or I don't think you can know that one way or another. I think we just know the facts, which are that Tosfos says that this Gemara is lav dafka ein miskaven. This Gemara means ein tzricha legufa. That's what Tosfos leaves us with. And now we have to figure out whether or not that's sustainable, or the damage is, is limitable in any way. I'm saying to limit the damage, you have to assume that the arguments are not completely unconnected. That's the... And I think Tosfos says that. Tosfos doesn't say that. Although there are two days in Tosfos in different places about that issue, which we'll get back to. Tosfos in Zvachim, Tosfos in Kira, Tosfos in the other Rishonim, the 2 days in the Rajba. That's the basis for it. But I don't think you can tell one way or another in Tosfos. Either way, getting back to the... To the Rambam, Aruch, the other way to read the Gemara. The point is that if you hold like the Ramban and the Ritva and Yuma and so on, you don't need to say the whole thing to begin with. Right? Then you can read the Gemara in Krisus Kipshuto because Rabbi Yehuda's halacha does extend to Hilchos Shabbos. Why doesn't the principle of Lech Machshavas Asra Torah apply to Darvish Shein and Miskaven? Like we said, it doesn't. It doesn't apply here. Nothing applies, or it's a very, very circumscribed. Either way, in Tzricha L'Gufa is something Rabbi Yehuda rejects. What his Shita is about Mekalkel and the Sasek still needs to be clarified. Either way, you can always say what the Ritva says as I started reading it. Rabbi Yehuda v'lach t'machshavas t'am rachmana l'mutin niskavim l'zrog sh'tayim v'zorek arba u'dekevasa shalom nasas machshavto. A different kind of melachas machshavas asratav. But if you do say what either the Bali tells us say or what the Achronim say for some of the other Rishonim, so then you have to be willing to live with the consequences. And I think the consequences of each are different, but they're very important. One is, the consequence of saying Psik Reisha de Lo Michalei is still Dover Sheinu Miskaven, is that Suffolk is not a precondition for Dover Sheinu Miskaven. According to that group of Rishonim. And because that's number one, and moreover, you have to go further than that. And the fact that you know something is going to take place doesn't make it niskaven either. Or you have to take the Bali Tosis approach, which is that Blashem Tzricha L'Gufa somehow has something to do with Eino Miskaven, despite the differences between them. Now, this question of Suffolk, I want to address for a minute. When we began the topic last Sunday, so I mentioned that one of the approaches to the distinction between Gedolim and Katanim, if you have the opposite Girsa, especially, if you have the Girsa, Moda, Rabbi Yehuda, Bigedolim, meaning what you're saying is Katanim are worse than Gedolim. So I think that has to be explained, as I explained then, based on Tziruf L'Maisa. But if you explain that the Gedolim are worse than Katanim, so I think there are two possibilities. One is that Gedolim is Psik Reisha, and that's the view of the Ramban. But if that's the case, then what do you do with the view that Rav Shimon still says that even though something is a Psik Reisha, it's still Mutter? So if you hold like the Aruch, and you hold like what we just said, which is that Psik Reisha de Lo Michalei is not only Mutter, but it is a Dover Sheinu, it remains a Dover Sheinu Miskaven. Okay, then that problem is resolved. Right? Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue in the case of Gedolin, namely Psik Reisha, if it's Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei, great, because it's Dover Sheinu Miskaven. Again, from the perspective of Bali Tosis, none of this is particularly attractive. Bali Tosis generally seems to be of the view that any Psik Reisha is a Davar HaMiskaven, period. And the Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei, again, we'll discuss this but more fully, but the Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei is a Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa, or the equivalent thereof. But according to the Chachmei Svarad, some of whom are willing to consider this Girsa, like Ramban, so Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei Mutter isn't so bad, the Rav Shimon. You have to assume Rabbi Yehuda argues. Okay. That's number one. The other possibility that I mentioned last time is that it isn't a Psik Reisha. The Gedolim doesn't mean Psik Reisha. Had it been Psik Reisha in Akhanami, it wouldn't work. It's not a Psik Reisha. But it's not a Psik Reisha, so how does it work? How does it work? As I mentioned, there's another possible approach to the whole issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Until now, we've been focusing on Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon in terms of the relationship of Kavana to the Maisa. Right, you do a Maisa, but you don't have Kavana. But we've also seen, right, and we've even asked the question even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's assumption in the Skavin is awesome. Maybe even he agrees. But that doesn't mean that Eino Miskaven is Kaviskaven. It just means that Eino Miskaven is enough to make it at least Asur. But maybe it isn't Kindiskaven, maybe there's no Chatas, maybe it doesn't apply to all, maybe the distinction between Lavin and Misa. Right, maybe there are other distinctions too. Maybe in combination with some other Kula, Dabar Shein Miskaved could be mutter. Bali Tosis in Subas, other places also. Shein Kabesis are even more than Bali Tosis. Say, for example, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dabar Shein Miskaved is Asur, even if he held Asur on Shabbos, but in combination with Makalkal, he would say mutter. Makalkal alone wouldn't be mutter, Dabar Shein Miskaved would be Asur. Dabar Shein Miskaved alone would be Asur. Dabar Shein Miskaved and Makalkal! That combination together, that's no good. Why? Because even Rabbi Yehuda holds Dabar Shein Miskaved isn't kimiskaved. It's not irrelevant. It's just not enough. And we won't even discuss it. The truth is, the Rajva, I'll bring it in tomorrow, but the Rajva and Ksuvas in general has a sole discussion whether Dabar Shein Miskaved is kimiskaved according to Rabbi Yehuda. Very much in line with the Gemara of Pesachim. Because the Gemara of Pesachim, you have to apprehend at the stage of Hava Mina, and the Rajba discusses it more concretely. Point is, so the role of Kavana, so it's hard to know what the argument from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is about. It could be that the question is the impact of Kavana on a Maisa, the impact of Kavana in its own right. Right? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maisa is everything, the Maisa is not everything, but it's enough, and so on. But there is another possibility in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, another factor, and that's the Suffolk factor. Namely, and here, in this respect, Rabbi Shimon Miskaven is totally different than Misasa. Precisely because it's this built-in contingency. It's something that you can anticipate. And the question is whether knowing something might take place, but knowing that in advance, what status does that have? Linen Isser and Linen Heter. So there is a line in the Rav Yah. Memory serves me correctly, I think in the Ravon it may be even more pronounced. So the Rav Yah has a line in which he says, also on page, third page, Kuf Tzadi Valid, in an Echad. This is like this. So this line, Shari Lahachnis Atzma Lasafe, is a food for thought line. What do you mean, Shari Lahatsir Lahachnis Atzma Lasafe? That's what leads one to suspect that there might be a whole different issue in Dabar Shein Miskaved. Nothing to do with Misasek. Misasek, you never have the issue of calculating the Safe. That's the whole point. The whole point is that you're totally unaware. You're trying to do A, you end up doing B. But here you are aware of B. You're just not focused on B. So on the one hand, there's the issue of the byproduct. Okay, good, byproducts are better and worse than misasics. But there's a whole other issue that just doesn't exist at all in misasic, has no analog whatsoever. And that's this issue of suffering. What about the fact that this might happen? I know it might happen, Meirosh. On the other hand, the best that can happen is that it might happen. Right? We also know that it doesn't necessarily have to happen. Could this issue have something to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? For one or for the other? In other words, could Rabbi Yehuda be machmir and say, listen, I understand that it's a full fledged Baisa Veira, this is lacking. But at minimum, it's a kind of a suffek maisa vera daraisa. Right? And Rabbi Shimon says, there's no such thing as a suffek maisa vera daraisa. Does this have anything to do with the general question whether it's suffek daraisa, lachomra, lakula, or lachomra? I don't know. But it belongs to that whole group of questions. That flows from this line, Avagav Devshu B'Torah Katan, Shari Lahach Nisatzma V'Safek. But if that's true, then that can never have anything to do, that can never work at all with segregation. When you say segregation, well, Nikolai, that's also Dabar Shein, that remains a Dabar Shein in the sky. It could be even without this, that's true. In other words, if you define Dabar Shein Miskaven in terms of, the suffix defines the Kavana, it's true anyway. But certainly if the issue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, or at least one or the other, either the Kula of Rabbi Shimon or the Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, has to do with suffix, so then it's nothing to talk about. The second, even with segregation, there's nothing there. On the other hand, this is very attractive to explain some of the distinctions that we saw within Rabbi Yehuda. Right? In other words, Korban. Or the distinction between Misa and Malchus. Or Rein Olah. Till now, what we said was, just because we're saying Dabar Shein Miskaven is Asur, that doesn't mean Dabar Shein Miskaven is Kehilo Miskaven. I mean, it doesn't mean that lack of Kavana plays no role. It just means that despite the end of the Skavein, right, the Maisa still plays a role, enough of a role, right? But now we could throw in a different point. That is, maybe the idea is that the best you can do, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is say Asur. But you could never say Yechayim Chatas, because at best it's a Maisa B'Safek. The Maisa B'Safek is a Mechayim B'Chatas. Or in that kufa, Maisa B'Safek is Asur in Chayvei Misas. But Maisa B'Safek is not Asur in Chayvei Lavin. Those are already reasonable distinctions. As was the distinction that Dani made before. Namely that the relationship of Kavana to the Maisa might be different in Lavin and in Misa. That's also very true. But here we have a whole different perspective. Yeah.
Under some aspects of Dabar Shein Miskaven that don't seem to relate to like with this spara, so why does it need to take on the similarities to the case of dragging the bench? What if I am Miskaven, but it's just a topic whether or not it's going to happen?
Everybody seems to agree that if you want to drag the, if you want to do the Kareem, that's an interesting question. I think some of Chronin discusses in the context of Kareem, they tell me, I think almost everybody agrees that if you have Kavana to do a Malacha, even though the Maisa that you do at the time that you do it is only the Safek, but if you end up doing it, because you had Kavana Vadais to do it, you tried to do it and you succeeded, then you'll be Chav. As long as that's true, then I think that resolves your problem. And I have no problem with that. The issue is when you don't have Kavana to do it, but you have, you have an awareness that it might take place.
It's only not true when you don't have Kavana.
Yeah. It's absolutely. Because if I try very hard to do a Maisa Aveira, and there's only a 50% chance I'm going to succeed,
right?
Thankful. But I succeed. I succeeded in my quest to accomplish the Aveira, even though it was objectively only a 50-50 chance of starting off. Yeah. That should still be a Maisa Aveira. I'm striving to do an Aveira, and I succeed to do it. But the point is, if I'm doing A, right, and I'm not trying to do B, but I'm aware that I'm doing Safek B. That's the issue of Dabar Shein Miskaven. I'm not interested in doing it, but I'm aware that I'm doing it on a Safek level. But that's totally different. That's what happens in Dabar Shein Miskaven. But the point is, so does it make sense to say, and again, I was always struck by this no matter what, and even in a way, even if you hold your Chayav Chatas, let's say the Pasha says that you are Chayav Chatas. Right? So why does it always say Asur? The answer is because it's, in a way, the Gemara is always being prescriptive. Because you don't know that it'll happen. It's always, the classic case of it in Miskaven is always a Safek. So the Gemara says, don't do it, you're not allowed to do it. Right? Of course, if you do it, they won't have to. Sorry about that. If you do it, what happens? Okay, then we can discuss it. So I might say, you know, it was never, you weren't trying to do it, and it was never more than a suffix maisavera. Prescriptively, begabra, it's also, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take this chance. Also, it's like Rabbi Yosef. Also, lahachin satsmo b'safek. But you can't compare it to a situation where you know, it's a normal maisavera, or I want to do it, but there's no korban. Or maybe there is a korban, but still the focus is on asur, because since there may not be a korban, the point is that even though there may not be a korban, it's still asur. That's why the Gemara always says asur. And this would explain also why the Gemara uses that terminology, even if it is really high legal. But I think it would also explain the differences between different cases. Okay. I think the Ravan says it even more sharply. It's we'll find out where exactly he does say it. The other question, of course, is the relationship not only to lanicha but to malach shenis yichum. So we'll pick up with that tomorrow. That, of course, is the Gemara and daf mem base. Make sure on that Gemara, I think I gave you the Rashba to see. You should really also see the Ritva on that Gemara, and the Tosas of Rosh, and also the Tosas there. I'm not sure if I should have been given you, and Tosas in Zvachim. Sadi Beis Amar Aleph. Tosin Zvachim. And also that line in the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh in the very beginning of that Klal that I was talking about. Klal Aleph, page... Again, I don't want to elaborate because I want to try to finish off the Rosh Hashanah Miskavim tomorrow. 220, page 225. Yeah, look at page 225. I also wanted to speak very briefly about one other issue, and that is, it's all connected to this. You know, basically we've focused on different elements in Darshan and Miskavim, Bein Rav Yudah, Bein Rav Shimon. Part of the question then is, if it is a broader issue like Safek Malacha, right, so that's one possibility. But it also could be a broader issue of the relationship between Maisim and Kavana, more generally. In other words, not only the question of Shem Miskavin, Asur, and Mutar, but how you define actions and malachos. There are some cases, let me say it this way, there are some cases of Shem Miskavin which, according to some Shonim at least, are problematic. For example, take Kelayim. Kelayim is a very good example. Mokar Ksusum Kedarko, right? Is that a Safek case? So some Rishonim say it is, you know, whether he's going to be nen or whether he's not going to be nen, he's not sure when he starts wearing it, and therefore it's a darush in a miskav. It's a classic case of in a miskav. It's like gorer other mitzvah v'safsa. But others are bothered by a little, and some of the other cases too. It doesn't appear that the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is always in a case where there's a clear objective safek whether the ma'isa there will or won't get done. In some cases, it appears like the argument itself is about how you define the Isser in question. Now, if I wear Kelayim for the purpose, not of wearing it, but for the purpose of selling it, is that really considered Levitious Kelayim or not? So one would think that that's a question that's played out in Hilchos Kelayim. That's nothing to do with Darshan and Miskavim one way or another. Right, that's a Hilchos Kelayim question, how you define Levitia. Or take Tosus in Tsuvas, the Sug in Sukkah, right? How do I define Tikkun when it comes to a Hoshana? Right, so let's say I take off the berries, but I do have another Hoshana. I don't have another Hoshana. It's a Tikkun L'Mafreya. It's not a Tikkun L'Mafreya. Some of those issues appear to be objective questions of how you define Tikkun. Is there such a thing as Tikkun L'Mafreya? Or by definition, anytime you need to talk about a tikkun l'mafreya, it's not a tikkun. Things of that sort. So one would have thought that those things have nothing to do with darshan and miskavim. right? They have to do with the nature of tikkun, the nature of bavishas kelayim, the nature of psulei mumin bechor, some of these cases. What does that have to do with Darshan Niskaven? Darshan Niskaven is only where everybody agrees on the Avera. Now the question is, if you're Nichnas L'Safek Avera, can you be Nichnas L'Safek Avera B'li Kavana or not? So if we find here and there that the debate about Ein Niskaven seems to spill over into other things, is it possible because the debate really is a wider debate? It's not only a question of the conditions for chiyuv, you know, in a safek maisavera or misasek, but it's a larger question about the role of kavana and its impact on maisin. If that's true, so that has impact on the relationship between lakshan and tzricha legufa, and possibly lakshan and tzricha legufa on Shabbos too. So that's something to keep your eye open for. So that's sort of the issues I want to speak about tomorrow. We'll try to finish off Ein Niskaven tomorrow, and then Tuesday we can begin with Sikreish.